from beautiful Harold Newman Arena and the University of Jamestown. It is men's basketball to cap off our split doubleheader here on a Sunday afternoon, rounding out the 2022 season for Jamestown as we get ready for 2023. Last one of the year for the Jimmies as we take a look at your starting lineup. First for the Saints out of Presentation College, we got an updated look at the starters on the scoreboard all of a sudden. Starting at guard, a junior from Newark, California, Isaiah Cabrera. At guard, a junior at 6'3" out of Florida, wearing number 3 is Jeremiah Gilliard. Also a guard, a junior at 6'1" from Australia, wearing number 4, Kobe Jackson. Isaac Sumption is a 6-foot-even sophomore guard out of Frederick, South Dakota. And rounding out the lineup is Jackson Becker, a 6-foot-4 junior forward from Aberdeen. Head coach Trevor Flimmer is in his first season at the helm for the Saints, off to a 5-5 start on the year for Presentation. Now, the University of Jamestown Jimmies, the UJ men's basketball team, number 9 in the country, 10-2 on the season for the Jimmies. At guard, a senior at 5'10 and 180 pounds from Lake City, Minnesota, wearing number 0, Mark Jose. At guard, a junior, 6'2, 180 pounds from California, number 3, Colby Vasquez. A junior guard standing at 6'1, 180 pounds from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. He wears number 5, Cole Woodford. At forward and guard, a 6'4, 230 pound sophomore from Lake City, Minnesota. Number 25, Reed Gassner. And the big man in the middle at 6'9, 225 pounds, the fourth year senior from here in Jamestown, North Dakota. Listen to the oohs and ahs for number 33, Mason Walters. Head coach Danny Neville is in his eighth season at the helm for the Jimmies. 160 wins, 77 losses in 7 years. Plus now at UJ, Tyler Peterson, the associate head coach, is in his sixth season, second as the associate. Josh DeWitt in his first on the bench for the Jimmies. And then Carter Chuck Jansen also down there for Jamestown as well. Student manager and graduate assistant. The Jimmies, Saints, ready for play. It's Walters and Becker facing off at center court on the UJ logo. Everybody back in their positions. Opening tip. And Walters wins the opening joust. Jimmy's control left to right on your radio dial. And here comes this fast-moving offense for Jamestown. Top 10 in the country in points per game. Pace of play is unbelievable. Left wing, Colby Vasquez back out up top. Straightaway three for Woodford. And Jamestown is on the board first here in Newman Arena on a Sunday afternoon. Jimmy women victorious over Dickinson State. Jimmy men looking to complete a sweep in the final doubleheader of the year. Becker left side to the hands of Isaiah Cabrera. No Trevez Nix here to start, at least for Presentation. Inside look against Walters. Scoop shot underhand with a right is in for two off the window for Jackson Becker. 15 points, 3 rebounds against Minnesota Morris for Becker the last time out for Presentation. 3-2 Jamestown in the opening half of play. Just 1 minute gone in this first half. Looking into Mason Walters. Triple team around him. Doesn't matter. Walters up and in for two. And a 5-2 start for the number 9 team in the country. Presentation, the Saints, though, out of PC. Presentation College in Aberdeen. They look a lot better, at least early on. And as I say that right on cue, Kobe Jackson turns it over. Throws it right to the Jamestown bench. UJ basketball. 5-2 lead for Jamestown. Sunday afternoon, matinee basketball. Coaches, the sweat's on today. High point inside, Mason Walters turns, hooks it in for two. 7-2, Jamestown on top of Presentation in the opening half. 18:30 to go. Cabrera handing off on the right side. Sumption, straight away to Jackson. Now Sumption gets it back, spins it right side. Jackson up top. Straightaway look from three for Gilliard. He passes that up, touch to Cabrera. Trying to spin his way inside, back out right. Inside look, back left. Cabrera three-pointer from the left side, rattled out. Mason Walters defensive rebound. 2 minutes have gone in the first half of play. Jamestown 7-2 on top of PC. Drive in for Walters. Attack the cup. He's in for a blocking foul. Gilliard tried to set himself up in the lane, but he was in the restricted circle. It is a blocking foul. Two free throws coming now for Mason Walters. Walters, 4 early points for Jamestown. Misses on the first free throw attempt. Mason, 36 points, 13 rebounds. The last time out against Mount Marty on the road in Yankton. That was his 60th career double-double. Free throw number 2 for Walters. Drops in, and Jamestown has an 8-2 lead on presentation here in the opening half of play. 17:50 and counting now. Presentation with the basketball. Jimmies have been loud on the bench to start things today. Left wing three-pointer up and good. Little movement from Sumption as he takes the tray and buries it. Make it 8-5. Jamestown on top of presentation in the early going. Walters, jab step, sends it back right wing for Woodford. Swipe through. Woodford drives into the lane, scoops it up and off the window for 2. 5 points for Cole Woodford, 5 points for Mason Walters. 10-5, Jamestown leads in the first half. Fake the handoff right side. Becker dribbling into the lane, lost it off his left knee. Walters going after it, and then Becker able to pick it up, and he got a free look at the rim, lays it in for 2 points. Mark Jost quickly pushes ahead for Jamestown. Woodford, left side, three-pointer, rattled out. Jackson controls the rebound and pushes out the other way for presentation. They'll go 4 guards on the floor. Inside look, straight to the cup, and Cabrera lays it off the inside of the rim in for 2. 10-9, Jamestown on top of presentation. 16:40 to go in the first half of play here at Newman Arena. High pass in for Mason Walters. Dumps down inside. Vasquez cutting to the bucket. He gets the lay-in. Cooper Olson waiting to check in for Jamestown. Presentation. Jasper Gibson waiting to go at the next break as well. Pass deflected at midcourt. Jost gets the takeaway. He'll cruise for a left-handed lay-in for 2 points. 14-9, Jamestown leading. 4 minutes have gone here in the first half of play. Left corner, Gilliard faces up on Vasquez. Spins a pass up top, Sumption three-pointer short. Vasquez defensive board, and then he's bumped into by Sumption. His first personal foul. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Jimmy Basketball here on 107.1.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
15:55 to go, first half, 14-9. Jamestown leading presentation here at Harold Newman Arena. Jaron Matheny with you on the gym and NewsDakota.com, as well as JimmyPride.com, where you can watch this game today. Cooper Olson straight away, hands right on him with Jackson. Looking underneath to Reed Gassner after a touch from Jost. Gassner backs in, left block, little fadeaway jump shot over the top. No good, box out inside for the Saints. All 5 bodies were underneath. Cabrera, bounce pass right, jump shot on the 3 for Gilliard is good to make it 14-12. Saints hanging in for the first 5 minutes of play at Newman Arena. Woodford swipes through, kicks out right side. Jost open look from 3, and he drains it from the right side of the floor. Mark Jost, Cole Woodford, Mason Walters, all with 5 early points. 17-12, Jamestown, 5 minutes off the clock here in the first half. Jasper Gibson out of Perth in Western Australia sets a screen to the right side for Sumption. Sumption gives up left to Gilliard. Gilliard against Walters, dribbling towards the top of the key, bounce pass right. Cabrera faces up against Cooper Olson and now backs it out. Gassner will switch off on Cabrera. Back out up top, Gilliard. Fake the 3, runner just inside. Too strong as the shot clock expired. Reed Gassner rebound. Jimmy's got some big bodies on the floor right now against this smaller look for presentation. Cooper Olson, 1 dribble, high arc inside. Walters, easy lay-in for 2 more, and a timeout for presentation. Full time, or rather 30-second timeout for the Saints, but we'll still take the break with them. Jamestown, 19, presentation 12, 14-28 to go in the first half here from Newman Arena.
New CNA wage. You could start at $21.25 per hour at SMP Health Ave Maria. Join our friendly team of healthcare professionals with no mandatory overtime, a 1-to-7 staffing ratio, paid time off, and excellent benefits including 401k. And wait, did we mention the $5,000 sign-on bonus for full-time CNA positions? Apply online at smphealth.org/AveMaria. Again, earn $21.25 an hour starting at SMP Health Ave Maria of Jamestown. Apply at smphealth.org/AveMaria.
19-12, Jamestown in front of Presentation College with 14 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the first half of play. I'm Jaron Matheny here for Jamestown 107.1, i3G Media, and JimmyPride.com. Left side of the floor, Gilliard with a bounce pass to Sumption. One personal foul for him. Trevez Nix is in for the first time today for PC, and he gets called for a moving screen on his first time back on the floor. Nix did not play against Minnesota Morris, but he leads the Saints in scoring this season, 16 points per game. The game against Minnesota Morris was the only game this year that Nix has not started or played in. Left side, Woodford just going straight to the baseline, kicks right corner, Jost back out up top, left, catch him for three. Short, front side of the iron, kicked out right for Cabrera. Cabrera, right to left, flips it back, Sumption left wing, fakes the three, he drives on the baseline underneath, Walters shuts him off, Cabrera went in again, weaving through traffic, sends it out, Gilliard from beyond the volleyball line, missed the 30-foot three-point jump shot, and now Jamestown's Mason Walters has it. Hands it to Jost. He'll take the shot just in front of the volleyball line. Jost drains it, and he's got 8 points in the first half. 13:30 to go in half number one, 22-12. Jimmy's in front. Cabrera driving into the lane. Olsen shields him off to the left side. Cabrera back around and a handoff back into his hands. Cabrera, right wing, Sumption. One dribble, bounce pass in, cutting, kicked out left for Nix. He's into the lane, bounced underneath baseline, extra pass this time taken away. Cam Ketchum gets it off the deflection from Mark Jost. Jost hustling, hands off left, Walters three. He got it! Mason Walters, left wing tray is pure, 25-12 Jamestown. 12:55 first half. Jimmy's on top by 13. Nix, top of the key, holds the ball in his left hand, feeds it out, left wing Sumption. Dribble between his legs, back out, three-pointer over Jost, missed everything, and it belongs to the Jimmies with 12:41 to go in the first half, and here is Jimmy Linus. Linus returning to play for Jamestown. After missing an extended period of time, we now see the left knee brace on his left knee for Jimmy Linus. And this is a big get for Jamestown to have him back in the rotation. Gets a touch and hands off to Cole Woodford at the volleyball line. Woodford right side, kicked in the corner. Vasquez back up top. Volleyball line three for Mark Jost. He's feeling it today. Jamestown 28-12 on PC. Gilliard, he's got a three-point bucket. Dons the number three on his back. Pass deflected by Vasquez. Re-corralled Maximo Guillermo out of Santo Domingo. Cabrera, right side of the floor, Sumption dribbling in towards the cup, and he finishes over the top of Jimmy Linus there. Ran into him and still got the bucket, 28-14. 11:55, first half, Jamestown in front of Presentation. Number nine, Jimmy's in action. And now we got a whistle and a foul on the inside going against Presentation. Second personal foul called on Isaac Sumption. So that's a big miss here for Presentation. Sumption will have to check out as Jackson returns. Jimmy Linus played in just two games to start the season. 9 minutes against Dickinson, 4 minutes against Presentation. Has not played since the first time these two sides met. Linus right to Jost. Jost up top, straightaway three attempt. Gassner fakes it, dribbles inside. Pull-up jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Back out, Axemaker. Three is good from the left wing. Jacob Axemaker buries it for Jamestown. And oh boy, you get that guy going. This is a tough Jimmy team to beat if you can go 10 to 11 deep. Gilliard responds with a three of his own from the right wing for presentation. 31-17 Jamestown. Linus straight up. Hands off right side. Axemaker going to pull again. This one front iron. Guillermo defensive board. Gilliard bounced it off for Nix. Dribble left block. A little bit of a shove from Gassner just on the body that time. Gassner picks up his first team foul. 11:05 first half. Jamestown 31. Presentation 17. Jackson Becker returning to play for PC. Maximo Guillermo is the 6'11" junior center. He's up against Linus right now. Sets the screen left. Gilliard fadeaway jump shot too strong into the hands of Mark Jost. He'll push the floor with Colby Vasquez. Vasquez stops, picked up his dribble, dumps off Linus for a backdoor cut by Vasquez, who gets the foul. Colby Vasquez to the free throw line for two attempts. This foul goes on Jeremiah Gilliard, his first. Two free throws coming for Colby Vasquez. Coach Flemmer, in his first season on the other side, seems to be frustrated early on. Can happen a lot when you're playing Jamestown. Vasquez, first free throw is good. Woodford returning for Mark Jost. Flemmer, 4 years and as an assistant at Dakota State. He was an associate head coach his final season. He played for PC, then was a GA at Briarcliff. He becomes the third different head coach in the past 3 seasons for presentation. As Vasquez goes 2-for-2 at the line. 33-17 Jamestown. Under 11 minutes to play in the first half here at Newman Arena. Nix, triple threat position. Backdoor cut inside for Jackson. He gets the lay-in off the window in for two. We got call for potential delay of game here. No warning issued. Just a ball got knocked out. So Jamestown has it, 10.5 minutes to play in half number one. 33-19 Jimmies. Woodford, left side of the floor, spins it right corner. Gassner, back in the corner. Axemaker, three. Axemaker's got another. 6 points for Jacob Axemaker. His career high is 8 against Hastings. 36-19 Jamestown in front. Approaching the midway point of the first half of play. Gilliard bounced it right. Nix trying to drive downhill. Spins his way around. Left side. Jump shot over Linus. Comes up short. And Woodford is fouled on the back end by Becker on the rebound opportunity. That's the 6th team foul on presentation here in the first half. Midway through the first half, Danny Neville's got a huge smile on his face as Jimmy Linus exits for the first time. Again, just say it over and over and over again. If he is able to stay healthy and play his game, ooh, number 9 is probably not high enough ranked for Jamestown if they've got Jimmy Linus in the mix. And you throw Axemaker in with the way he's playing right now. Pass inside, taken away into the hands of Gilliard. Up for Nix. Behind his back, weaves his way towards the cup. He's fouled by Woodford. And now Nix to shoot 2 free throws. First on Woodford, second team foul on the Jimmies. You throw Axemaker into the mix here, and Jamestown is now 9 deep today, and that's without Will Cordes in the lineup. Nix, too strong on the first free throw. Just a 66% free throw shooter, but 53% from the floor. Olson returns, Jost back in, Gassner and Vasquez to the bench. 1 free throw coming for Nix. 36-19 Jamestown. Second free throw, front iron, tapped. Mason Walters has the board for Jamestown. 9:35 to go, first half. Jimmy's on top, 36-19 on presentation here at home for the final time for Jamestown in 2022. Axemaker, right side three, he's got a new career high. 9 points for Jacob Axemaker here in the first half, 39-19. Cabrera, screen set to the right side. Jump shot over Walters. Good touch for Isaiah Cabrera. He gets the bucket, 39-21. Jamestown pushing the floor. Olson, easy lay-in. You have to get back against Jamestown, or they're going to kill you down the floor like that. Good transition bucket. Jimmy's 41 points in the first 11 minutes. Cabrera inside towards the cup. Missed the lay-in. No foul called. Cabrera was looking for one. Jose into the lane. High points down. Mason Walters left block. Lays it off the window for two more. Timeout presentation. 30-second pause. We're back to Newman right after this. 43-21 Jamestown. 8:47 to go. First half.
Hey, this is Sean from the Jamestown Country Club. Thank you for a great season that lasted all the way to November 5th. It's never too early to think about next year's season, so make it a Christmas present for that golfer in your life. Buy your membership today or before Christmas, and we'll throw in a $100 gift certificate to our restaurant and bar for next season. Contact me at jcc58401@gmail.com and request your registration today. Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas from the members at JCC.
43-21, Jamestown on top of presentation with 8 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the first half of play. Jimmy's just running up and down the floor right now, hitting shots in transition and making the most of these opportunities on offense here for the Jimmies. It's presentation basketball out of the timeout. UJ shooting 76% from the floor currently. Nick's right corner, spin it all the way left side. Gillier, deep three-pointer, and he gets the bottom of the barrel. 43-24. Presentation at 53% from the field. You'd figure usually that's good enough, but Jamestown 73% from long range and 76% from the floor. Walters, right corner, into Cooper Olson. Kick it out left side. Jose, one dribble. Bounce pass into Walters was low, and now a jump ball. Possession headed to presentation. Can chalk that up as essentially a turnover, just the second one for Jamestown today. Four turnovers on the other side for presentation. 43-24 Jimmies. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Assumption to Johnson on the weave right side, working around the arc left with a bounce pass into the hands of Becker. Becker faced up against Olson, hands off Nix. He drives into the middle of the lane. Right corner, Johnson hoisting from three. Southpaw off the iron on the near side and no good. Jamestown hustling up ahead. Walters just going to attack inside, and it's a blocking foul on PC. Mason Walters heads to the line for 1-1. Seventh team foul on presentation. Johnson just picked up his second personal. Sumption with two personal fouls here in the first half. 1-1 free throws for Mason Walters. 1-for-2 today. Front end is good. Earns the back end. Cooper Olson talking to the near side official. Didn't like the way he was being potentially undercut there. Rebound opportunity. 44-24 Jamestown. Walters, free throw number two. And 2-for-2 on this trip for Mason Walters. 14 points and a quiet 14 here in the first half. 45-24, Jimmy's on top. 7.5 minutes to go until the halftime break. Nix off the weave, dribbles left side, kicks into the corner, far side of the floor. Johnson, Sumption, around the arc to the right. Sumption trying to drive in on Jose. Sends it back out up top to Gillier. Taps his head. 8 on the shot clock. Gillier deep three. Front iron trickles out to Mason Walters, who gets his 4th rebound. Left wing, Woodford. Defender blew past him. Missed the opportunity on the shot. And now presentation looking to push. Gillier driving straight inside. Blocked by Walters at the end. Jamestown didn't stop ball there, but Mark Jose and Mason Walters forced Gillier to go into just a single window there. Jimmy Linus back in for Cooper Olson. Inbound coming for Johnson on the left side of the floor. 45-24 Jamestown with 7 minutes to go in the first half. Johnson inbounding deep right for Sumption. Stands on the Newman logo. Johnson gets it back left side. Handing off for Nix. 15 on the shot clock. Nix looked up at the scoreboard. Sumption right side. Dribbling in the corner. 10 on the shot clock. And now it's Nix one-on-one against Walters. Driving in. Little push off. Fade away. Doesn't go. Guillermo got the rebound. Put back. No good. Mason Walters snags the board. 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Walters. Jump shot is good. Looks back at the middle schoolers to our right. Gives them a little head nod. They love it. Jamestown 47-24. Guillermo lost his feet a little bit on that step back from Mason Walters. Kobe Johnson into the lane for Guillermo. Right corner. Three-pointer Nix. Gave it back up for Sumption straight away. Johnson. Left side. Woodford faces up off the switch. Johnson trying to back his way down. Again, shot clock inside of 10. Nix against Linus. Dribble right side of the floor. Scooped his way underneath and in for two. Trevez Nix gets the bucket with a left-handed lay-in. His first 2 points here for presentation today. 21-point Jamestown lead, 5:40 first half. Deep three from the left side. Mark Jose, unreal. Jose is 5-for-5 from the floor, 4-for-4 from long range. Jimmy's halfway to 100 with 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. 50-26. Nix going in on Walters, sends it at left side. Johnson back out. Nix fake the three, dumps down to Guillermo. Guillermo against Linus. Linus trying to stay straight up. Guillermo kept his pivot foot, but Linus gets the block. And Jimmy Linus, that swagger starting to build for 22, and they need it. Spent a good portion of our pregame talking about Jimmy, how much potential is there. And that right there is just a part of the story for Jimmy Linus on defense. Love the fact that he's back in the lineup for Jamestown. Nix, corner pocket three, doesn't go. We got over the back. Or on the box out, a foul is whistled on Cole Woodford, his second. Axemaker's going to return to play for Woodford. 5:06 first half, 50-26. Jamestown leading presentation. Johnson inbounding Nix, right wing, fake the tray, holds the ball in one hand. Up top, Johnson gets another touch. Two show and a jump ball forced by Axemaker. Great defense from Jacob Axemaker and Jimmy Linus. They trap Johnson up top, and Axemaker aggressive, gets his hands in there, causes the jump. Jamestown gets the basketball. 50-26, Jimmy's on top, just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Number nine playing like number nine here today. We've seen him come out flat at home twice this season against Doan and Dakota Wesleyan. They have not looked flat today. Had some extra time to work and practice this week with the Morningside game canceled Thursday. Mark Jose still cannot miss. Deep three-pointer. He's got 17 points, 6-of-6 shooting, and then Jose whistled for the reach-in here. 53-26. Mark Jose has not missed from the floor. Mason Walters has not missed from the floor. They've combined 12 of 12 for 33 points here in the first half. Other side of the floor. Checking a slippery spot potentially. ...27-point Jamestown lead on presentation. Cabrera inbounding underneath the bucket to the left. Goes deep for Sumption. Cabrera gets it back, shot clock to 20. Plenty of time to work for presentation offensively. Nix, right side, baseline drive for Sumption. Inside look, Becker trying to face up against Gassner and Linus, who gets the block. Jimmy Linus with the rejection for the Jimmies. 4:10 to play, first half. Axemaker, corner pocket right, sends it straight away for Jose. Screen set to the left side. Now Linus looked right, just finds his way in. Gassner back out, Jose at the volleyball line, dribbles behind his back, left corner. Axemaker, three-pointer, just hit the wrong side of the backboard there as it tried to bounce back in. Under 4 minutes to play, first half. Nix gets a foul in the lane. It's a blocking foul on Jamestown. Fifth team foul on the Jimmies. This one whistled on Colby Vasquez, his first. Cooper Olson, Mason Walters return for the Jimmies. Linus and Gassner to the bench. UJ on defense, 3:51 first half, 53-26 Jimmies. Cabrera. Bounce pass in on the inbound. Good setup for Johnson to lay it in for two. 25-point lead, though, for Jamestown here in the first half. Vasquez straight towards the right side. Baseline bank shot is in for two on the 10-foot jumper for Colby Vasquez. Jimmy's 55, presentation 28. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Cabrera dribbling around right side, kicks it back up top. Left corner, Johnson for three. Off the touch from Gilliard, it's no good. Jose sending it up ahead. Vasquez back out straight away. Walters three-pointer. That's his first missed shot of the day. Comes up short on the three from straight away. Nix downhill drive on Olsen. Scooped it inside. Nice lay-in. Trevez Nix gets two more. It's that downhill. He works those angles really well for presentation. That's why he got the lay-in. Axemaker in the near side corner from where we're seated. Right wing, shuffled his feet, skips it left side. Vasquez down low. Mason Walters with some authority. 18 points for Walters here in the first half. 57-30. Jamestown leading in the first half. 2:35 to go. Left corner, Nix. Just a 25% three-point shooter. Olsen will let him drive in. Right side, Gilliard deep three. Too strong. Mark Jose ahead to Axemaker. No numbers for Jamestown. Axemaker going to let a floater go. Comes up short. Jamestown, Coach Neville not happy with that. Would have rather seen things slow down there for the Jimmies. Cabrera working around right side. Gets the foul. And Vasquez going to get tagged with his second personal. That'll bring Jimmy Linus into the game. After the first free throw attempt here for Isaiah Cabrera. 86% at the line this season is Cabrera. Cabrera, first free throw is good. Ketchum, Linus return to play. Olsen and Vasquez to the bench for Jamestown. 57-31, Jimmy's 2-11 first half. Cabrera, free throw number two. Quite the sneakers going on for Cabrera. Missed off the front end, and then Walters able to rip the ball away from Gilliard to get the ball back for Jamestown and not allow a jump. Walters ooped it for Linus. He caught it, then spins his way inside, lays it in for two. Pass was a little bit off there for Mason Walters. Linus gets the lay-in, 59-31 Jamestown. Jimmy Linus with his first points since game two of the season. That was the last time he played. Been out the past almost 8 weeks. It feels like longer than that. Jimmy's get the turnover. Linus on the floor to catch him. Final 90 seconds of the first half, 59-31 Jamestown. Jose back out up top. Walters, three-pointer, left side and good. 62-31 Jamestown. Mason Walters, three, puts him up to 21 first half points. Probably should have been a flop warning called as well off that missed shot. Sumption in the lane, his fall and fade away doesn't go. Jimmy basketball. 105 to play, first half. Linus inside, bounced it for Walters. Not a great look. Mason down on the floor. It's 5-on-4 the other way. Cabrera, left corner, backed out. Bounce pass down low. Nix lays it in for two. And we had a wet spot on the floor. Midcourt. Looked like Jimmy Linus actually lost one of the straps to his knee brace. We'll hand it to Steph, and I'm sure they'll try to work on it now or at halftime. They'll work on it now and probably into halftime. So Reed Gassner back in for Jamestown. 62-33, Jimmy's, 55.9 seconds to go in the first half. Gassner, Jose, Walters, Ketchum, Axemaker, the five for UJ. Coach Neville calling out a play this time. Axemaker, right side, gets a screen left from Walters. Kick it back, right wing, Jose. High points, down low to Mason Walters. On the baseline, right, Walters just bullies his way inside. At the cup, lays it in for two. 23 first half points for Mason Walters. What more can you say? Cabrera, up top, driving in. Sends it left, Gilliard. Makes his way into the lane. Sumption, left wing. Left corner, And a foul called on Cam Ketchum. Sumption went and attacked the bucket. 1-1 coming for Cabrera. Send Sumption to the line rather for 1-1. Working to get that knee brace back together on the left knee of Jimmy Linus still. He lost a strap off the back. Great athletic trainer, Steph. Up and at him and fixing that brace. Front end free throw for Sumption, no good. And the Jimmys can have the final shot of the first half if they want it. Coach Neville wants exactly that. 64-33. What a first half it's been for this Jamestown offense. Jose, high points. Walters, 25 first half points for Mason Walters. From three quarters court, Cabrera at the horn, missed off to the left, and an emphatic statement in the first half of play from the Jimmys. UJ puts up 66 first half points, and Jamestown leads presentation 66-33 at the halftime break. We'll come back with your first half stats after this 4-minute pause here on the gym and jimmypride.com.
You know you don't really want that hurry up, bought on the cheap, not sure what I got insurance coverage. Good, because Farmers Union insurance agents do things just a little different. We'll work with you personally for home, auto, business, or farm insurance and tailor the exact coverage plan you need, because we're not satisfied until you are. Different, you bet. Farmers Union Insurance. Simply different.
Good luck to the Blue Jays and Jimmies from your local Farmers Union agent, Steve Bennion.
Not all products underwritten by Farmers Union Insurance.
In preparation for an upcoming retirement, RM Stout is excited to announce an open opportunity as service advisor. If you're guilty of providing excellent customer service and toting a positive attitude, if you like to wrangle up handshakes and rope in smiles, if you're a self-motivated sharpshooter and enjoy working in a pen of rowdy wrenchers, please turn yourself into RM Stout. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a team of professionals to succeed with. Pursue your automotive passion today. Apply online through Facebook or stoutcars.com. Call 701-252-2270 or simply stop by. Claim your career today at RM Stout.
New CNA wage. You could start at $21.25 per hour at SMP Health Ave Maria. Join our friendly team of healthcare professionals with no mandatory overtime, a 1-7 staffing ratio, paid time off, and excellent benefits, including 401k. And wait, did we mention the $5,000 sign-on bonus for full-time CNA positions? Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria. Again, earn $21.25 an hour starting at SMP Health Ave Maria of Jamestown. Apply at smphealth.org/Ave Maria.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up. Your hometown Senex store Superstop. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or beverages or snacks, you can be sure that you will get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Get a Superstop gas discount card and receive 3 cents off with every fill up. Superstop, North Jamestown.
No matter where you live, you should have access to high-quality health care. Jamestown Regional Medical Center's orthopedic and sports medicine team offers care for hips, shoulders, knees, and toes. When an injury occurs, teams need care quickly. That's why the JRMC orthopedic team promises same-day and next-day appointments. Schedule direct at jrmcnd.com or call 952-4878.
Jamestown Regional Medical Center will never stop building for you.
How are you doing? Really? How are you doing? Are you taking the time to check in on you? A real check-in. Scheduling a wellness visit is an easy way to take care of yourself. At Essentia Health, we want to know how you're doing. We want to help, whether it's face-to-face or a virtual appointment. The right care is waiting for you. We'll listen, assess how you are, and get you back on track. It's always good to check in. Care like nowhere else. Essentia Health. Schedule online at EssentiaHealth.org.
Hey, I heard you're having knee surgery soon.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the recovery, and I have no idea where to go.
In North Dakota, we can go wherever we want for physical therapy.
Wait, even without a doctor's referral?
Even without a doctor's referral. It's what I did after my knee surgery.
Well, where did you go?
I went to Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness. The staff is so fun, and all their PTs have their doctorate in physical therapy. My PT tailored my rehab to my specific goals so that I was able to get back to doing the things that I love.
To get started on your road to recovery, call 952-2739 for Jamestown or 883-5611 for the More Clinic.
Where do teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Original!
companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel, either off the rack or single-piece prints?
Originals! Originals!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals, 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown, open 9 to 5 weekdays. 66-33 at the halftime break. University of Jamestown men's basketball team on top of Presentation College in big fashion here at the end of the first half on 107.1 and JimmyPride.com. I'm Jared Matheny. Let's take a look back at your first half of stats for Jamestown. 74% shooting from the field in the first half of play for the Jimmies. 65% from long range in the first half for Jamestown. You're just not going to see those numbers really ever across the sport, but especially at this level. 74% from the field, 64% from long range in the first half of play for Jamestown. 74% from the field, 65% from three. Jamestown, three turnovers in the first half compared to six for Presentation, plus seven in the total rebounding category, but Presentation does have three more offensive rebounds than Jamestown does. Jimmy's also plus six in points in the paint. It's been the shooting on the outside. Jamestown, 11 made three-pointers compared to just four for Presentation. Presentation just has 14 made shots in total. Jamestown's got 11 made threes, which pretty much equal. And yeah, they do equal those made buckets for Presentation. Led by Jeremiah Gilliard at the half for the Saints. Gilliard with 9 points on 3 of 9 shooting. Trevez Nix with 6 points in the first half. Isaiah Cabrera and Isaac Sumption each with 5. Mason Walters leading the scoring for Jamestown in the first half of play. 25 points on 10 of 11 shooting. 3 of 4 at the free throw line and 2 of 3 from long range for Walters. Mark Jose did not miss a field goal attempt in that first half. 17 points for Jose. 6 of 6 shooting, including 5 of 5 from long range. Jose also has 5 rebounds and 4 assists. 9 points, a new career high for Jacob Axemaker, all coming in the first half. Colby Vasquez was 2 for 2 from the floor and 2 for 2 at the line in the first half for 6 points. Cole Woodford with 5 points, all coming early on in that first half of play for the Jimmies. 66-33, Jamestown on top of Presentation College here at the halftime break at Harold Newman Arena. The Jimmies, 10-2 on the season, trying to move to 11-2 on the year with a win over Presentation. This would pretty much end the non-conference slate here for Jamestown. They're 6-0 in non-con play this year. They'll remake up a game against Dickinson State into the 2023 season. That was the game that they missed out earlier this week on Friday. They were supposed to play Thursday Morningside, Friday Dickinson State, and then here on Sunday against Presentation. But because of the weather and everything else that went on throughout the region this past week, no games for almost, you know, a full week for Jamestown. 8 days off before this Presentation game. They'll travel to Dickinson State on January 3rd and then back on the road at Northwestern and Dort January 6th and 7th. Next home game for the Jimmy men, it's almost a month away, January 11th against Briarcliff. Then they host Concordia on Saturday, January 14th. That should be a really fun matchup when Concordia comes to town after the way Jamestown put the beat down on Concordia the first time around. We'll see for the Jimmies in the second half of play what the offense looks like, what the lineup looks like, really more importantly for Jamestown. They had an opportunity to score more than 100 points the first time around in Aberdeen. They've got the opportunity to do so again and potentially put up the most points in Jamestown history in this game, you know, if the offense continues at the pace it's at in the second half at least. But that just you don't really see that happening. Expect, you know, Mason Walters, Mark Joe, some of those guys to play the first 5 to 7, maybe 9 minutes of the first half. And then after that, I just would expect that it is the bench guys and some of the scout team guys who may run some Presentation College plays ultimately will see the floor in the second half. Sometimes that happens. You see for the Jimmies, they bring in that second group and the scout team who has spent, you know, all week long trying to get their side prepared for what Presentation does, or what Morningside does, and then you see the scout team run some of the plays that Morningside or Presentation, whoever they're playing, does in those games. It's pretty funny just because that's been what they've been working with all league long. So we'll see about the scout team and if those guys take the floor, at what point they take the floor in the second half. Jamestown Gymnastics Club performing once again here at halftime of the UJ men's game. The Jimmy women victorious over Dickinson State in our first game of the doubleheader. 76-53, the final score there. Jimmy men improving, Jimmy women improving to 10-2 on the season before their Christmas break. 66-33, Jamestown leading Presentation at the half here at Harold Newman Arena on NewsDakota.com, JimmyPride.com, and Jamestown 107.1. The Jimmys in full control here after the first half. 66-33. Jamestown in front. We'll step aside, take a five-minute break. We're back with second half action after this here on the Jim and JimmyPride.com.
For generations, Unison Bank has been your community bank. At Unison Bank, we offer our customers prompt and personalized service while providing financial solutions for your unique individualized needs. For all your personal or banking business needs, choose Unison Bank as your local financial institution. Go ahead. Stop by our branch in Jamestown or visit unisonbank.com for more information. Member FDIC.
The Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward. Find the Honda ATV that fits your needs at Gun and Reel Sports on First Street West in downtown Jamestown. Then you'll start to understand how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years of age and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Johnny B's Brick House, famous for their pizza, but wait, there's pasta and their amazing wings and fresh ground hamburgers, tasty salads and appetizers too. And for dessert, you can't beat their sweet sticks. Come on out for Tuesday night trivia and live entertainment every Thursday night. The place to be is Johnny B's, smack dab in the middle of Main Street, downtown Jamestown. And remember, for delivery and carryout, call 952-8777. Where do you find the friendliest staff, largest selection, lowest prices, and the freshest produce? Hugo's in Jamestown. But what if you can't go to the store? Hugo's Family Marketplace offers online shopping. You can shop all the departments and all the sales at GoHugos.com. Choose pickup or Hugo's delivery service, and they'll do the in-store shopping for you. Hugo's Family Marketplace, online shopping at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
When it comes to farm equipment, there's no such things as an inexpensive repair, and there's no downtime. That's why it pays to get the Senex Total Protection Plan warranty. It gives you unsurpassed coverage with no deductible for up to 10 years, 10,000 hours. Plus, you'll be protecting your equipment with Senex premium fuels and lubricants. You can even get the Total Protection Plan for your used equipment. Contact Gary at Creative Energy in Jamestown, your certified Senex distributor today.
Before you can start building a business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Enter Hillerud Construction. They're in the business of building business. Quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com.
No matter where you live, you should have access to high-quality health care. Jamestown Regional Medical Center's orthopedic and sports medicine team offers care for hips, shoulders, knees, and toes. When an injury occurs, teams need care quickly. That's why the JRMC orthopedic team promises same-day and next-day appointments. Schedule direct at jrmcnd.com or call 952-4878.
Jamestown Regional Medical Center will never stop building for you.
Enjoy the rustic Frontier Fort Bar, Grill, and Gift Shop. The gift shop is open year-round with North Dakota tourism gifts and unique jewelry. And for a true Dakota Territory dining experience, the Frontier Fort Grill is open from 4 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Every Thursday night, get a rack of ribs, fries, coleslaw, and toast for just $9.95. And their legendary prime rib is served on Fridays and Saturdays. Dine in or call for takeout at 252-7492. The Frontier Fort, on the road to the Buffalo, Jamestown.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick print services for all kinds of posters, flyers, and business forms. They also print banner signs, invitations, cookbooks, thank you cards, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and vinyl. With decades of experience, you know it will be done quickly and done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street in Jamestown.
In preparation for an upcoming retirement, RM Stout is excited to announce an open opportunity as service advisor. If you're guilty of providing excellent customer service and toting a positive attitude, if you like to wrangle up handshakes and rope in smiles, if you're a self-motivated sharpshooter and enjoy working in a pen of rowdy wrenchers, please turn yourself into RM Stout. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a team of professionals to succeed with. Pursue your automotive passion today. Apply online through Facebook or stoutcars.com. Call 701-252-2270 or simply stop by. Claim your career today at RM Stout.
New CNA wage. You could start at $21.25 per hour at SMP Health Ave Maria. Join our friendly team of healthcare professionals with no mandatory overtime, a 1-to-7 staffing ratio, paid time off, and excellent benefits, including 401k. And wait, did we mention the $5,000 sign-on bonus for full-time CNA positions? Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria. Again, earn $21.25 an hour starting at SMP Health Ave Maria of Jamestown. Apply at smphealth.org/Ave Maria.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Second half action here from Harold Newman Arena on Jamestown 107.1 and JimmyPride.com. Jaron Matheny, glad that you are with us. Starting five back out on the floor for both sides here for presentation in Jamestown in the second half. 66-33 at the break. Jamestown on top of the Saints as Gilliard straight away dribbles right block, rejected by Mason Walters, out of bounds. Stays with presentation. Still 18 seconds to work on the shot clock. 25 points for Mason Walters in the first half of play today. His career high, 38 points. He's done that on multiple occasions. Assumption, right side feed to the right elbow. Becker spinning in. Now kicks left. Johnson, shot clock down to 7. Johnson goes left side against Gassner. All the way to the bucket. Missed the lay-in opportunity. And Walters has the defensive rebound quickly out, up and ahead for Cole Woodford. He drives into the lane. Sends it left side. Gassner, hand off to Woodford. Jamestown with the basketball for the first time here in the second half on offense. It's out of bounds and will stay with the Jimmies. Jamestown, they're playing about as well as you can on offense in the first half, and that may even be understating it. Deflected pass the top of the key. Jimmies pick it up. Shot clock to 7. Gassner, right corner three-pointer for Reed. Too strong off the heel. Long rebound corralled by Cabrera. Cabrera, left side, stops, sends it out. Gilliard, straightaway three, is good. Jeremiah Gilliard into double figures. He's got 11 points for presentation. 30-point Jamestown lead here just a minute into the second half of play. Jost picked up his dribble, dumps down low, high pass into Walters. Gilliard up in the air, and Walters lays it in for 2. 27 points for Mason Walters. He's had at least 21 in every single game this season. 13 games into the year, 13 games with at least 21 points for Mason Walters. He's closing in on his fifth game this year with at least 30. Johnson inside look, taken away by Woodford. Tiptoe the baseline to get the steal as well. Jamestown with a basketball back out the other way. Woodford straight up top to Walters. And now Becker just stood right in front of Mason Walters and just took the bump. Jamestown still with the basketball. .139 points against Northland College and Providence College, the most ever scored in a game for Jamestown. 1970 and 2018. Those were when those two games occurred. Walters left side of the floor, dribbling down on Becker. Help comes, dump off inside. Vasquez through some heavy traffic in the lane, gets the lay in for 2. John Puritan had 45 points. That's the most ever in a game for a Jamestown player. Isaiah Dobson had 42. Walters, 38, ranks in the top 5. Jake Holen also on that list. Brent Offerdahl. This is tapped out of bounds. Staying with presentation. 17-33, second half, 70-36. Jamestown in front. Walters cracked that list of single games points multiple times over. But Purinton's performance in 2018 against VCSU with 45 sits at the top of the list. 70-36, Jamestown in front of presentation. Woodford nearly got a steal. Cabrera between the leg dribble, now driving inside, and we got a hand check foul on Mark Jose. And reach in will bring Cooper Olson into the game for the first time here in the second half. Olson and Axemaker now in for Jamestown. Again, just don't expect to see a lot of Mark Jose, Mason Walters, Cole Woodford, Reed Gassner. Those four in the second half, you just don't expect to see a ton of them today. Bounce pass left side on the wing. Sumption for three, and Isaac Sumption has the bucket. 46% three-point field goal shooter. Buries that one, 70-39, Jamestown. Approaching 17 minutes to go in the second half. Axemaker spins a pass up top into the passing lane. Cabrera takes it out the other way. Left-handed lay-in is good for two. 70-41. Woodford dumping down to Olson. Olson nearly lost the basketball. Woodford re-corrals it. Pass up top. Gassner slings it inside. Down low. Mason Walters right to the rim. And we got a flop issued on presentation as well. Don't think it was on Becker. Believe it was on Johnson. And now it'll be a one-shot technical free throw as well for Jamestown. So the flop resulting in a one-shot technical this year. And Johnson trying to make his case, but he just flopped. I mean, there's nothing more you can do about that. Walters, 29 points at the free throw line, looking for number 30. Mason Walters, two dribbles, bends the knees, flick the wrist, and the free throw is good. 30 points for Mason Walters today. He scored at least 21 points in every game, and now seven games with at least 30 points this season for Mason Walters. Six rebounds today. If he gets a double-double, this will be his sixth game with a double-double this year. But now seven games with 30-plus points this season for Mason Walters. 30 points, six rebounds, four assists on 12 of 13 shooting, and four of five at the free throw line. 16-47, second half. Jamestown leading 73-41 on presentation. Sunday afternoon, turning to your Sunday evening. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you. Cabrera picks it up at the midcourt stripe. After the roll, Sumption, right side to Becker. He squares his hips, turns around, hands off right side, Sumption. Back down for Becker. Walters gets a rejection on the block. Jamestown hustles ahead after the block from Walters inside. Cooper Olson to the cup and in for two. Right-handed lay-in for Cooper Olson. He's got 4 points, 75-41 Jamestown. Sumption into the lane, attacks, and gets the lay-in for two. Jose, Walters, Axemaker, Olson, and Woodford make up the five for Jamestown. There's number five, Woodford, three-point attempt. Offensive board for Mason Walters. On the left baseline, sends it back out. Jose, dump right back down in. Sumption, huge advantage here for Jamestown. Walters just going to work. Easy lay-in, missed it. Rebound, put back, and he's fouled. Sumption looking at the official like Mason hit me with his elbow in the face, but that was just it's where Mason's elbows actually line up on the body of Sumption. So he goes up. Contact, he'll get two free throws. It's just hard to slow down somebody like Mason Walters, who, you know, inevitably could be the NAIA Player of the Year this year. First free throw is good for Walters. 31 points for Mason. Jimmy Linus, Cam Ketchum back in for Jamestown. 15-50, second half. Walters at the free throw line for attempt number two. This will be the seventh free throw for Walters today. missed the second. And over the back called on the rebound for Jamestown. It's the third team foul on the Jimmies. Two team fouls called on presentation today. Linus, that's just his first. Thought it was his second, but just number one on Jimmy Linus. Knicks bounce pass right side. Becker fake the give, now goes left to Cabrera. Spins his way back inside with a pass, and now we're going to foul on Linus. That will be his second. Fourth team foul on Jamestown here in the early stages, though, of the second half. Cabrera, inbound bounce pass, Knicks baseline, going to work against the two big guys for Jamestown. He missed the lay-in, and Walters has his ninth rebound. Jose back for Walters, right side of the floor, Axemaker dumps down, Linus kicks left, Ketchum at the rim, lays it in for two. Good ball movement, good cut on the backside from Cam Ketchum. He gets rewarded for cutting and gets the lay-in. 78-43, Jamestown approaching 15 minutes to go in the second half. Knicks facing up against Axemaker. Send it left side, three-pointer from Becker, and he gets it. Line drive shot on the three is good. 78-46, Jamestown, 5 minutes have gone by here in the second half. Jost turns it over right in front of the Jimmy bench. Johnson flips it back, Cabrera to Gilliard. He'll slide it back, Cabrera, left wing, deep three from 25, front iron hopped out to Linus. Walters, 33 points for number 33 this afternoon. Backdoor cut to Ketchum again, Linus the assist, and Jamestown is up to 80. 80-46, Jimmies, 14-25 to go in the second half. Johnson, Cabrera, free throw line jumper for Cabrera's off the heel. Long board to Cam Ketchum. Jump stop to keep his feet alive. Axemaker transition three. Offensive board for Ketchum. Back out Jost from the volleyball line. That's his first miss today for Mark Jost from that deep. And of the game, especially, Knicks, Gilliard, transition tray from the left, pull, doesn't drop, Linus rebound. Less than 14 minutes to go, second half, Jamestown up by 34. Ketchum weaves it underneath Jimmy Linus. Right block, Linus has the height advantage, too strong on the shot, opportunity over Johnson. That's the thing for Jamestown in this game. They've got so much size compared to what presentation has. And then some hands in the lane. Mason's out in transition. Hammer it home, young fella. 82-46, Jamestown. Little double clutch action for Walters. He's got 35. Timeout presentation. We'll take the break with them. 13-23, second half. It's all Jamestown. 82-46, Jimmy's on top. Double clutch dunk for Mason Walters. Capping an exclamation point here in the second half.
The Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward. Find the Honda ATV that fits your needs at Gun and Reel Sports on First Street West in downtown Jamestown. Then you'll start to understand how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years of age and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
How are you doing? Really, how are you doing? Are you taking the time to check in on you? A real check-in. Scheduling a wellness visit is an easy way to take care of yourself. At Essentia Health, we want to know how you're doing. We want to help, whether it's face-to-face or a virtual appointment. The right care is waiting for you. We'll listen, assess how you are, and get you back on track. It's always good to check in. Care like nowhere else. Essentia Health. Schedule online at EssentiaHealth.org.
35 points for Mason Walters, 84-46, Jamestown in front of presentation with 13 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the second half. YMCA playing inside of Newman Arena. This is a good tunes from Kevin Gall. Presentation basketball out of the full timeout for the Saints. Three timeouts remaining for presentation, all six still for Jamestown. 14 fouls on the Jimmies. Two on presentation. Steal at midcourt. Woodford is out the other way. Left-handed jam for Cole Woodford. Cole Woodford slams it home. technical called on the Jamestown bench. Oh, give me a break. Bench was up, hooting and hollering after the dunk, and they'll issue a technical to the entire Jamestown bench. That's just, what are we doing? We're talking about guys getting excited for a teammate, throwing down a dunk in live action, in transition the other way. And you'll hear the boos from the crowd, and rightfully so. Well, I mean, it's 86-46. The officiating crew has been really good today. But that's just stepping in the way of something you didn't need to. Cabrera misses the first of two technical free throw shots. Free throw number two for Cabrera. Cole Woodford hammers it home with a left hand. Cabrera gets the second make off the technical, 86-47. Coming up on 13 minutes to play in the second half, Walters and Jost are back in for Linus and Ketchum. Nice. 86-47, Jamestown. 13 minutes to go in the second half. Presentation with a basketball. Nix dribbling out on the right side, sends it left for Gilliard. He's been pretty deadly from long range today. Cabrera, right side, driving in. Woodford nearly got the steal. He's in the middle of the lane against two big bodies as Cabrera keeps his pivot foot, sends it right for Nix. Trying to swipe through on Gassner, and a personal foul tag to Reed Gassner now, staying in that cylinder. That's the sixth team foul on Jamestown. So 1-1 free throws from here on out for presentation the rest of this second half. Cabrera saves it right at midcourt on the inbound from Nix. Right side drive, kick right corner, three-pointer for Gilliard was off the mark and went long off a presentation hand out of bounds. Jamestown basketball. Just, you know, really at this point, even if the offense completely sputters, the Jimmies are going to hit 100 points again. And when this offense plays at its peak, how do you stop them? Walters inside, lay-in for two more off the assist from Jost. 37 points for Mason Walters. 1 point away from a new career high for him. Five times the Jimmies have scored 100 points this year. They're 5-0 in those games. Pretty hard to lose games you score 100 in, but it definitely will be done this year at the NAIA level. Johnson, right elbow, spins it left side wing. Gilliard thought about the step back tray. Instead, it's Cabrera with the horn expiring. Hits one from 35 feet out. Oh my, that's a deep tray from Cabrera. 88-50 Jamestown. Vasquez pass up top, stolen away by Cabrera. Outrunning the other side from left to right. Weaves his way underneath with a toss to Gilliard. Nix spins it left to Johnson. Just a little bit discombobulated on offense here for presentation. Cabrera, how about another deep three? This one doesn't drop. Walters, defensive rebound for Jamestown. Puts him at a double-double, 37-10. Woodford scooped underneath. Little extra touch to it on the finish for Cole Woodford. 40-point Jamestown lead with over 11 minutes, just over 11 minutes to play in the second half. Woodford now up to 9. Nix, right side, Becker, floater, drops it over the top and in for two. Now we're under 11 minutes to go in the second half. Jamestown 90-52 on top of presentation. Walters, front iron, missed on the three-point jump shot. Was looking at a potential new career high. Handoff, Gilliard, dribbling right, dumped it in between a window, picked up by Becker. Jamestown bodies up on, up into the air, then onto the floor. Vasquez picks it up. Jost, near side from where we're seated, far side on the camera angle. Right wing, Vasquez swipes through, back out. Woodford, high over the top to Walters. Inside, a new career high for Mason Walters. 39 points here against presentation this afternoon. He had scored 38 against Dakota Wesleyan, 38 against Concordia. 39, a new career high for Mason Walters. 92-52, 10 minutes to play. Gilliard Back out Cabrera. Downhill drive right side. Spins into the lane. Bounce pass off for Becker. Walters against him on the baseline. Left wing Cabrera. Shot clock at 5. Dumps it off right. Good feed from Cabrera to find Becker. Lefty floats it in. 2 points, 92-54. I'm not sure there's a single presentation fan inside the building right now. Reach and foul on the right side. Substitutions coming in for both teams. Walters headed to the bench probably for the final time today. So Puritan's record is still good at 45 points, but Mason Walters with a new career high, 39 for Jamestown today. 92-54, Jimmies. Jose, Axemaker, Olson, Woodford on the floor with Gassner. Those are the five that make up the Jimmy rotation. This all-white uniform for Jamestown. Jose skips a pass right side for Gassner. And Coach Neville frustrated with that offensive look there for Jamestown. ...92-54, heard part of that conversation with one of the officials talking with Sumption. Guard for presentation. Gibson handing off for Nix. Olson nearly tapped it away. Nix gets it back, working against Olson. Drives in, sends it right corner, pocket 3. Johnson doesn't get it to go. Ketchum defensive board. 9:05 left in the second half. 92-54, Jamestown. Inside look, Cooper Olson. He spins left shoulder and banks it in for 2 more. 40-point Jimmy lead in the second half, and they just have not put their foot off the gas pedal yet. Reach in foul going on Cooper Olson. 1-1 free throws coming up for presentation after we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Jimmy Men's Basketball on 107.1.
Your home for UJ Jimmies. AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
1-1 free throws for Sumption. Seventh team foul on Jamestown. 8:52 to go, second half, and the front end is no good. Cam Ketchum, defensive board. Vasquez is in for Jose. Well, Jamestown will have a new look at the point position. Vasquez handing off to Axemaker. Gassner left for Ketchum. Left corner, Axemaker. Bounce down low for Reed Gassner. Back out, Axemaker. Playing 1-2 action on the left side. Gassner gets into the lane, fades away, and gets it. Reed Gassner on the board for the first time. His first 2 points come at the 8:20 mark in the second half. Jamestown has not needed him to score today, though. Offense has been fine, 96-54. Sumption, right wing, Gilliard, deep three. Carum now. Vasquez rebound. Colby Vasquez pushing right corner, Axemaker. And he's called for a travel on the jump stop. Turnover by Jamestown. 8:03 remaining in the second half. Jimmy Linus has taken off that left knee brace now. I wonder if that just signals the end of Jimmy's day, probably, as Christian Leitz heads to the scorer's table. Left side, Becker out. Gibson. Gibson driving against Olson. Gets a whistle, and we're shooting 2 free throws. 7:45 second half, 96-54. Jamestown leading presentation. This is getting to the point of the game where, unless it's egregious, shouldn't really see a lot of whistles from here on out. Gibson hits the free throw. Christian Leitz, Marcus Sherwood in for Jamestown. Gassner and Olson head to the bench. Jimmy Faithful, again, gotta be pleased with the performance from the starters here today. They could have easily probably scored 120 points if they really wanted to in this game. They still could. It's 96-56 with just under 8 minutes to play. But with that group on the floor today, they just did not miss a lot of shots. 74% from the floor in the first half, 65% from long range. Vasquez, screen left from Sherwood. Vasquez drives, bounces it off for Sherwood, then re-corrals it, sends it left to Axemaker. Curl pass for Leitz, swipes through. Christian Leitz dumps back down. Sherwood, lay in, and one. Marcus Sherwood gets the finish through some, I'll call it some light contact at the end there. Sherwood looking for a new career high in a Jamestown uniform. Transfer from Umpqua Community College. Averaged 10-6 a season ago. Out of Harriman, Utah, the married man will stay at 2 points. Back out deep, Axemaker three, too strong. And now numbers for presentation. Sumption pass left side, Nix to the rim, slams it home, 98-58. 7 minutes to go, second half. Axemaker, open look, right corner three, and he's got it. Double figures for Jacob Axemaker, 12 points in this one. 101-58 Jimmies, and a charge. We're headed the other way. Push-off foul. And this is called on number five for presentation, Isaac Sumption, his fourth, fifth team foul on the Saints. Gibson out, Isaiah Cabrera returns. So the century mark hit for the sixth time this season for Jamestown. Six times in 13 games, they've scored at least 100 points. Up top, Ketchum. They're 91 points per game, or fourth best in the NAIA. Straightaway three for Axemaker, contested, and he still hits. 104-58 Jamestown. 6:20 to go. New career high for Jacob Axemaker today. 15 points. Nix to the cup. Lays it off the window in for two. Again, I'm not sure there's a single presentation fan in the building here this afternoon and this evening. If they are, they've been pretty quiet. Haven't had a lot to cheer about against Jamestown today. Right corner, Leitz. Back out. Axemaker from the Newman logo. This one rolled out. Just testing the hot hand there. And now Brooks Carroll going to check in for Jamestown. Nix left side of the floor, dumps down underneath. Becker turns against Sherwood. Kept him up on the baseline. Sherwood gets the block and gets the basketball. Marcus Sherwood ahead to Axemaker. Throws it up for Christian Leitz to hammer it home. Little alley-oop action. Axemaker to Leitz. Pandemonium here at Newman. 5.5 minutes to go, second half, timeout for presentation. We're back to Newman Arena in 30 seconds. Axemaker deletes, throw it down, big fella. Jamestown 106-60 on presentation.
At Unison Bank, we provide financial solutions for customers to meet their needs today and achieve their dreams tomorrow. From personal banking services like checking accounts, mortgage, and auto loans to business banking services, at Unison Bank, we provide financial solutions with prompt responses and quality service. Visit unisonbank.com for more information. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
What do you want for Christmas? 106-60 Jamestown leading presentation. 5.5 minutes to go in the second half, and another exclamation point on this one as Christian Leitz hammers it home off the assist from Jacob Axemaker. And the Jimmies all across the board here in the second half have controlled this one. Axemaker on the floor for Jamestown with Colbeck, Carroll, Leitz, and Sherwood. Just three more guys on the bench that could potentially come into this game for Jamestown. Jack Cornea is one of those guys. Tristan Roldson and then Talon Klatt. Nix inbounding deep for Isaiah Cabrera. Presentation basketball out of the timeout for the Saints. Cornea and Roldson going to check in for Jamestown at the next pause. Nix, floater, left hand, doesn't drop through. Defensive rebound picked up by Colbeck. He sends it ahead to Axemaker. Back for Colbeck. He'll launch the tray. He got it. Garrett Colbeck's got a bucket here in this one. 109-60, Jamestown leading presentation. 5 minutes to play. Nix just in front of the volleyball line. Hands off left side. Sumption faked the tray. And now we got a reach-in foul on Colbeck, ninth team foul, and one and one coming for presentation. Sumption to the line, 55% this season shooting free throws for the Frederick, South Dakota native. Jack Cornea, Tristan Roldson, enter for Jamestown. Well, the final 4:53, we'll see this true second group or scout team group for Jamestown on the floor. Front end is good for Sumption. Guillermo re-entering. And Gilliard exits. Back end of the 1-1. Free throw rattles through for Sumption. Talon Glatt's the only one yet to see the floor for Jamestown today. I am going to assume that will change. Brooks Carroll, left side, Roldson. Cornea dribbles out. Screen left from Sherwood. Now Colbeck in front of the Jimmy bench on the right side. Carroll left around the wing. Cornea, baseline drive, bounce it off. Sherwood back down for Cornea. I'm not sure. Marcus getting a little fancy there. Got one dribble, got himself up in the air, and then tried to bounce it off for Jack. Turnover by Jamestown. 109-62. Jimmies are going to win this one and move to 11-2 on the season. Presentation will drop to 5-6, and there goes Talon Klatt to the scorer's table. Every Jimmy who dressed today is going to see some time on the floor. Sumption, left corner, three. Got it. 109-65. Off the three-pointer. Sherwood, Roldson, dribbling up top. Carroll dumps down underneath to Marcus Sherwood. Bounce pass inside. Roldson right at the rim, but he missed the lay-in. Tipped out for an offensive rebound for Sherwood. His putback is in for two. 111-65, Jamestown. 3:40 left in this game. Presentation going to drop back under 500, but they've got North Star play coming their way, and this looks like a team in the North Star that has the potential to at least play in that middle ground. Guillermo foul. He'll head to the free throw line. Christian Leitz, Talon Klatt return to play. Carroll and Sherwood hit the bench. And Brooks Carroll stopped, told he's probably going back into this game here at the tail end. Talon Klatt out of Dickinson enters the game. And again, every Jimmy who dressed today now seeing the floor. Colbeck spins it up top for Christian Leitz. Turns his back for Talon Klatt. Klatt, Cornea, left side of the floor. Roldson dribbling around traffic. Sends it back up Cornea. Shot clock down to 10. Colbeck back right. Cornea stops, launches. Front iron, put back for Leitz. Good for two. Christian Leitz attacks the offensive glass and lays it in for 2 points. 113-68, Jamestown. Left side of the floor, Sumption launching a tray. This is good for Isaac Sumption. Jimmy scored 112 against Dickinson State, 103 against Valley the first time on the road, 104 at Midland, 104 against Hastings, and 102 against Valley. Most points they've scored this season. Put it up to 116. Colbeck has 6 points. 116-71. Jamestown leads, 2:20 to go in the second half. All Jimmies here on a Sunday afternoon doubleheader matinee. Sumption straightaway three-pointer. He's racking up his points now. 21 points for Sumption. So-called garbage time here, and a reach-in foul on Nix. Keeps the ball with Jamestown. Brooks Carroll to re-enter. So whatever Jamestown finishes with today, this will be the most points for the Jimmies scored this season. Brooks Carroll re-enters for Jamestown. Talon Klatt handing off left side for Colbeck. Round to the right. Bounce pass from Carroll. Out of bounds. Stays with Jamestown. Jimmies have not hit 120 points since they beat Oak Hills Christian College 122-75 back on October 23rd of 2022. See if they get to that, and then it's really the record mark after that, which is up to 135. I don't think we're going to see anything close to that. Reach-in foul on Leitz will send Nix to the line for two. Those are the ticky-tacky ones at the end of a game where it's 116-74 already. You just hold the whistle there because all you're doing is just continuing this game, and you're continuing the opportunity for really something to break out on either side. This game is a blowout. It's over. But when you continue the game like this, then that little chippiness may start to add up, although presentation felt like they knew today, even coming into the gymnasium, that this probably wasn't going to be their day. Nix 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Final 100 seconds here of the second half. Jamestown 116-75. Roldson, left side of the floor, sends it up top. Brooks Carroll. He drives left elbow. Carroll, jump shot, short. And a foul on the offensive glass. Heads the other way for presentation. Klatt picks up the personal. Maximo Guillermo on the other side shooting two free throws. Guillermo, first free throw is good. 116-76. Cornea back in for Roldson. And Sherwood's going to re-enter as well for Jamestown. Christian Leitz out for the Jimmies. Had that axe maker to Leitz throw down, and it's kind of been it for the offense. 1-for-2, Klatt, defensive rebound. Get himself into the stat sheet. Something other than just the minutes category. Kolbeck. Up for Sherwood. Cornea, left side, 25-foot three is good for Jack Cornea. 119-76. Most points the Jimmies have scored over the past two seasons. Nix in the lane, missed it. Carroll tracks it down, and it stays with Jamestown as Nix tried to force the turnover. 104 to play, 119-76. Jamestown basketball for the final minute here. Sherwood, bounce pass, backdoor cut. Carroll missed it. Klatt, put back is good for two. 121-76. Cabrera, right side of the floor. Touched it to Gilliard. Volleyball line three. Trickled off to the left. Sherwood, defensive rebound. Looked to go ahead for Brooks Carroll, and the oohs and the ahs, that pass just a little too sharp out the other side. So 122 against Oak Hills Christian College back in 2012, and then you've got the record-setting mark of 135 on two separate occasions for Jamestown and most points per game in a single game. Sumption bounces off left for Nix. It's going to be the final shot opportunity potentially. Sumption gets the ball back, deep three. And up to 24 points for Isaac Sumption here today. Presentation will fall back. Jamestown to dribble out the clock. 121-79, going to be the final score today. Jamestown over Presentation College. Jimmies get that second group in the late stages of this one. And UJ puts up their most points since the season opener in 2020. 121-79, the final score. Jamestown victorious over Presentation College. Jimmies move to 11-2 on the season. Career high 39 points for Mason Walters. Career high 15 points for Jacob Axemaker today. And the Jimmies get the win over Presentation. 121-79, the final score as head coach Danny Neville makes his way over. Here on the postgame show, Jimmy's win, 121-79. First half, and it just felt like all game long, really, for your side, Coach. You guys were ready to go today and kind of proved why this is your home floor in Newman Arena. It just felt like there was more to your side today.
Yeah, I mean, I thought right away, I mean, you get two games postponed that we're supposed to play, and, you know, you practice, and you take a day off and then you practice again. Then you have a game canceled. So it was just like guys are ready to play. And, finish off the first semester like this is just big for us.
Yeah, and a big first half for your side as well. Mark Jost, Mason Walters, they missed just one combined shot in that first half of play. What was going right on the offense today?
Yeah, I mean, they fronted. They lack a little size, so, we knew that. And, we targeted Mason, and that just opens up the perimeter. And, if they're fronting him, they got weak side help. So, again, that leaves some shooters, and, Mark is, we kind of challenged Mark the past week or two, and he really answered that tonight.
Yeah, 70% from the floor for your side today, 53% from long range. I mean, those are just unheard of numbers. Where's this offense coming? Like, what is it about the offense that you're seeing that allows you guys to shoot 70% from the floor? Because that's unbelievable.
I mean, I think it's knowing your role and then just being unselfish, and everybody, no one cares about points or no one cares about who does what. I mean, it's just about winning a game. And what people don't know is, we haven't played, I don't think we've played great the last couple of games, and we really, really challenged them the last probably week, 3 to 4 days. And this is a huge answer for us, and the season's a grind, and you go through your highs and lows, and it's just a nice way to end the first semester.
Good to see Jimmy Linus back today for your side.
Awesome.
What can you say about Jimmy? And I know his minutes were probably a little limited today as
well. Yeah, I mean, he's an energy guy. He's long. He blocks shots. He's a good passer, and he's smiling all over the floor. That's huge. I mean, it just gives us. He just lifts us up, and. It was awesome. I mean, we said at halftime, we met his coaches, and it's like, man, it's nice to have Jimmy back.
Yeah,
so
it certainly is. He's one of those guys that seems to be an extra spark plug for you off the bench this season. For you, now what do you guys do? You had the postponed games, the canceled games. They're going to be remade up. But, you were supposed to play 3 games this week. You only get 1. Now you're heading into Christmas. So what does this week and a half look like for your guys?
Get some rest, more mentally probably than physically, but just mentally, physically, just, to be honest, I don't even want them to do anything for the next couple days. Just take a couple days off and don't even think about basketball. But obviously when it gets to be, 5 days out till our next game, start working on stuff, start getting in shape. But, this is probably our longest break that we've ever had. So just – We just mentally, man, just take a break. But hopefully we can get Cordis back that first week too. But I thought Axemaker had an awesome game tonight. He's a shot maker, and he's not afraid to shoot him.
He had 15 points, 5 of 10 from 3. He's definitely afraid not to shoot. I felt like at sometimes you kind of wanted him to relax a little bit, maybe just some freshman mistakes of he wants to shoot because that's who he is.
Yeah, that was awesome, though. I mean, we didn't even tell him we were going to put him in early on. So he answered it, and, now it's like he puts it in our court. Like, man, we should be playing him.
So. 13 games into the season, coach, as we wrap things up with this, 11-2, how would you kind of categorize the first 13 games of this year for your group and where you guys need to get better at?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I felt really good with 9 guys to start the year. Obviously with the 2 injuries, we played with 7 for a while. I think depth is huge. You saw it tonight. We played, 9 guys, and it just felt a lot different. Rather than just playing 7 and feeling pressure and everybody's got to play well. And so we learned a lot about ourselves. I think we have a chance to make a good run if we have 9 guys healthy that we need. We've weathered the storm, and I thought we really competed. Obviously, there's some times when we were disappointed, some, losses that we probably shouldn't have had, but that's basketball, and, it's a long year, and second semester, we're just going to come out and just be ready to go.
Be ready to go. You'll be on the road for a majority to start the second semester. So enjoy the road life, and Merry Christmas, Coach Neville.
Yeah, you too, man.
Enjoy it.
Yeah,
appreciate you joining us here on the post-game show as your side gets another win. You say 9 deep, but you really mean 10, though, when Will Cordis is back, right?
Yeah, for sure. There
Makes
you go.
You guys a little bit more dangerous,
I like
feel
that.
Like. All right, Head Coach Danny Neville
right,
on the post-game
thanks,
show.
Man.
Appreciate your time,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, you too.
121-79, the final. Jamestown victorious over Presentation College. We'll wrap this one up here after this break here on The Gym and JimmyPride.com.
When it comes to farm equipment, there's no such things as an inexpensive repair, and there's no downtime. That's why it pays to get the Senex Total Protection Plan warranty. It gives you unsurpassed coverage with no deductible for up to 10 years, 10,000 hours. Plus, you'll be protecting your equipment with Senex premium fuels and lubricants. You can even get the Total Protection Plan for your used equipment. Contact Gary at Creative Energy in Jamestown, your certified Senex distributor today.
Before you can start building a business, you have to build a business. You know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business. You don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Enter Hillerud Construction. They're in the business of building business. Quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com.
121-79, the final score here inside of Harold Newman Arena. Sunday doubleheader ends with a bang for Jamestown. The Wednesday is just because, you know, we weren't in school or work all week long. Let's go through your final stats. Clearly, I need to get out of here. Mason Walters, 39 points on 16 of 18 shooting from the floor, 2 of 4 from three-point range. He did not miss a two-point field goal today. A new career high, 39 points for Mason. Mark Jost, 17 points all coming in the first half. Jacob Axmaker with a career high, 15 points. And then the scoring very spread out from there for Jamestown. Isaac Sumption leads the scoring on the other side for Presentation with 24 points. Jimmy shoots 70% from the floor, 53% from three-point range, 7 of 10 at the free throw line. Turnovers were even. Points off of turnovers, Jamestown plus 11. Jimmy's were plus 21 in the rebounding category, and Coach Neville kind of put it all and gift-wrapped it there at the end, saying, you know, if you're able to get Will Cordes back and healthy, if Jimmy Linus is healthy, if you can keep guys healthy throughout the rest of the season and they use this break to mentally and physically reset a little bit, get ready for the second half of things, it's going to be tough to slow down a Jamestown roster that potentially you're talking about guys who you can go 10 deep and trust that any of those guys can go out and score and play hard defense and get the offense to the place where it needs to be. And it just has not always been the case like that. Coach Neville saying 7 deep, they felt good with 8. But then today you get 15 points from Jacob Axmaker. We saw Jimmy Linus return in what was a limited role today, but you know he's somebody that they're looking at playing a big role as this season continues. And then, you know, you get Will Cordes back into the starting lineup and Colby Vasquez moves to your first guy off the bench. It's just hard to think of how a lot of teams are going to be able to slow down this offense if they get going on a consistent basis. As the victory bells ring here at Newman Arena, Jamestown with a doubleheader sweep to cap off 2022. What a memorable year it was here at Newman Arena this season, and many more memories to come starting on January 2nd when the Jimmy women face off against Morningside. Ring those victory bells. 121-79, Jamestown men victorious over Presentation. We'll talk to you for more local sports Tuesday night on Q101. Valley City and Jamestown in high school basketball, a doubleheader on Tuesday night, and then we're off until the new year. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the NFL slate for the rest of the day today. You can catch your postgame recap online at newsdakota.com. Jimmy's win, 121-79 over Presentation, a career high, 39 points for Mason Walters.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my